I am a beer drinker, a snooty craft beer drinker, to be completely transparent. But if you know anything about the beer industry today, you mostly know that it's big. Anheuser-Busch InBev, SAB Miller, Heineken's like third or something. You get the point. It's an industry of big, giant conglomerates. And yet there are still some well-known, not ginormous breweries, bigger than the local ones that are opening up everywhere, but still small enough to be considered craft beer. That gets me to this edition of Corner Office. Jim Cook, founder and CEO of the Boston Beer Company, known best perhaps for its flagship beverage, Samuel Adams Boston Lager.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
In between brewing 4 million barrels of beer last year and bringing in nearly $1 billion in revenue, Jim Cook found time to write a book, perhaps fittingly titled Quench Your Own Thirst: Business Lessons Learned Over a Beer or Two. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
What is it about beer for you that does it? I mean, it goes back a long way in your family. I get that. But why build your business on it?
Well, as you said, I'm the sixth oldest son in a row in my family to be a brewer. So beer is, it's kind of in my blood, about 0.06. So, you know, I'm legal.
So legal.
But it's always been a part of my life. And to me, beer is one of the great gifts that God has given us. You know, there's a paraphrase of Ben Franklin, a drinking buddy of Samuel Adams, who said, beer is the best proof we have that God loves us and wants us to be happy.
You've been around for 30 plus or minus years now. The flagship Sam Adams Boston Lager. Is it the same beer today as it was when you were burning it down in your basement?
It's actually better because...
says the salesman.
Well, when I started, I was very small. For example, when I went to go select hops in Germany, I would select from a set of farmers' lots from different growers. And I didn't really get to choose first because I was very small. I only needed a little bit of them. Now we are the largest user, purchaser, brewer of the noble hops that Bavaria produces. And now I pick first. You know, we get the best hops. And we've actually changed the growing practices in Bavaria to increase the aromatic components that I want for Sam Adams. So, and I could give you a dozen other things like that.
Is there, just, you know, on that hops thing and how there have been all these stories the past 18 months or so about how there are so many IPAs now and everybody wants IPAs and, oh my goodness, you got to have big hoppy beers, of which I will confess I am a fan. Is there a craft beer bubble, do you think?
Well, I'm a brewer, so to me, I always want another beer. In fact, yeah. You know, is it okay if I
don't do
this sober? I mean, I don't think there's anything like broadcasting under the influence. But as you say, let's do the numbers.
Touché.
When I started Sam Adams, there were about 50 breweries. And very few of us survived. I think there's only two of us, Sam Adams and Sierra Nevada, that survived with the same ownership from those early days. But today, there are over 4,000 breweries in the United States. There will be four breweries that opened today in the United States. The U.S. today has more breweries than it ever has in the past. I think that 4,000 can continue to grow. I think we can have 10,000 breweries here in the United States.
Who's your competition then? Is it Anheuser-Busch? Is it, I don't know, Stone down in San Diego? Is it some small person in you know, Iowa that's brewing beer? I mean...
Again, I think, you know, your concept of business is probably a little too narrow and your concept of competition and how it works is maybe a little too narrow. For me, I've always thought of the competition not as being this brewer or that brewer, but rather the competition is ignorance and apathy. You know, it's people who don't know about good beer or who don't care about good beer. And if I can win the battle against ignorance and apathy, then I can expand the market for Sam Adams and for craft beer, and I will succeed because, you know, we are much bigger today with 4,000 craft brewers than I was 30 years ago when there were only 10.
Who decides at the Boston Brewing Company what goes on store shelves? Do they come to you every Tuesday at 3 o'clock and say, "Hey, Jim, here's, you know, this week's five new projects"?
Well, it's a really good question. At Boston Beer Company, I'm kind of the decider in chief, if you will. But we've got some really great creative brewers now that, you know, as we were talking earlier, I didn't have them when I first started. But now we've got this great team of brewers who can come up with ideas and execute them. And I'm maybe kind of the gatekeeper in one sense, and then kind of the conductor of the symphony in the others. So it's a team effort.
Mm-hmm. What do you do when something doesn't work?
Well, we've probably had more failures than successes. You know, just look at ourselves as human beings, okay? We all came into this world as screaming, messy blobs of bad plumbing. And yet, with a little love and care and attention, we developed into the semi-functioning human beings and grown-ups that we are today. And a lot of our beers have been like that. And some of them, you know, kind of never saw the light of day. I mean, in a typical year, we'll probably brew 150 beers. About 50 or 60 end up being released commercially. And of those, you know, most of them don't sell a whole lot of beer, but we think they're great. We think they're wonderful examples of unique styles of beer that people may have never had before. And we're happy with them because they're all my children.
You are, as you said, big. You are the biggest craft brewer in this country. You're like number five or something overall in breweries. Are you too big?
To me, you know, I'm proud of our success, but just to put it in perspective, we have 1% of the U.S. beer market. So we are the leading craft brewer, but all 4,000 craft brewers together have a little more than 10% of the market. And Sam Adams is in this unique position of being, you know, big enough to be able to do a lot of cool things and small enough to want to do the cool things.
I mean, I get that you guys like to think of yourselves as a small, happy band, of which you are arguably first among equals. But let it escape nobody's notice that this is a cutthroat business.
You know, I think that's a misconception.
No, come on. If you were losing money, you wouldn't be around.
Well, of course, because, you know, it's like your show. If nobody listens to it, it's not going to be there.
Thank you for reminding me, yes.
For Sam Adams, it would probably surprise you if I told you that in 2008, there was a huge hop shortage. A lot of craft brewers couldn't get the hops that they needed to, you know, open their doors or to stay in business. So we shared our hops with hundreds of craft brewers who couldn't otherwise get hops.
Right. So listen, I get that this is probably a touchy question given that you're running a publicly traded company and all, but you are 65-something years old. You're not going to do this forever. What happens to Boston Beer when Jim Koch's not around anymore?
Well, I have a really good succession plan. And, you know, it's so good. It's worked every single day for 32 years. I'm going to tell you the secret. My succession plan is don't die. And for 32 years, I've gotten up every morning, and it's worked. So far, so good. And brewers tend to be fairly long-lived. So we'll see. And I've got four kids.
Oh, well, there you go. Jim Koch, you've surely had his beer, maybe one, maybe more. He's the founder, and he runs the Boston Beer Company. His new book is called Quench Your Own Thirst, Business Lessons Learned Over a Beer or Two. Mr. Koch, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Well, this has been a great pleasure. Cheers.
That's it for this month's Corner Office. We've got an excerpt of Jim Koch's book on our website. That is marketplace.org, of course. And we will see you right back here next time. Thanks a lot.